Urban Brunch.
Shakes and Leslie McCrazy. Funk 99 is the name of that one. 16 minutes past the hour, 11. Good morning once again, Johannesburg, and welcome to the third and final hour of
UJFM Brunch.
And I'm your host, KDG, and I never ride solo. I am with the one, the only, Basitsana Piri on the news desk. Now, by now, you should know, every Friday, there is this special feature. It's so close to my heart. So close. Your heart too?
Yes.
Your heart is involved?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So we're switching things up a bit. On every Friday, right, we will always have a co-host. It's not a thing that we are doing once in a while. No, it's every Friday, ladies and gentlemen. So welcome to
Celebrity Radio Takeover. The radio takeover that brings your favorite South African personalities into the Brunch Studios as co-hosts. Weekend interviews. This is full-on radio, music, games, and unfiltered moments. This is Celebrity Radio Takeover.
Now, Abeko, ready for real, because today's guest is a man who wears a lot of hats. He's a host, a creative, a foodie, a mentor to other men, and honestly, just someone who seems to be living life on full volume, right? Please help me welcome to the Brunch Show, right here on Celebrity Radio Takeover, Leroy Gopal.
Celebrity Radio Takeover.
Good morning. Greetings and salutations.
Yes. And he just went for it. He was just like, I have come home. This is, he's about to take our jobs, guys.
Yes, I am.
But you did say it's a takeover.
Yeah, so. He's taking over. But it feels like he's taking over permanently now. I am worried. But how are you this morning?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for having me. Now, I'm really excited.
I hear that you kind of got lost. You thought we were at many campus. How
yeah.
Did that?
No, you know, like, it's so weird because I drive in this area a lot.
Uh-huh.
So I think I just got excited about main campus because I was like,
main campus.
Yeah, it's like, Siamangena.
So you were taking a tour before you got here.
I did, actually.
Anyway, so we spoke about how you are a man of many hats, right?
Yeah.
So you host a men's conference called Authentically Men.
Correct.
Right. What made you passionate about creating a space like that, actually, for men?
So Authentically Man is a space where men can come together and speak freely and exchange ideas on mental health, build one another, motivate one another, and encourage and support each other. And what motivated me to do this is because as you get older, your friend circle gets really small.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have like, you'll go from maybe having like a clique of like 12, 15 friends to just having like your close to 3 friends, you know? And in that clique, maybe in those small groups of friends,
yeah.
You know, when we talk, we don't often don't speak as freely as we want to.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wanted to create a space where men can come and talk and not just listen to somebody motivate and inspire them.
Yeah.
But if I speak and say, listen, I'm having challenges in my relationship, or I've got problems with parenting, you know, someone can also just stand up and say, listen, I can relate to that and this is how I'm dealing with it, or I also need help with that. So we wanted to create a platform where men can speak freely without feeling judged, if you can, for the lack of a better phrase, but also a platform where we can groom and help one another.
All right. So now that you've created this platform, and really it is your first time being a man, eh?
Absolutely.
I need to know, what's that one thing you learned about being a man that surprised you? Like something you didn't expect to learn from doing this?
No one is coming to save you. Yeah.
Damn. So real.
That one is such a deep one.
No one is coming to save you. You know, I was raised by a single mom.
Okay.
And so a lot of the skills that I had to learn on what it takes to be a man, some of them were self-acquired,
yeah,
and just from watching people and learning from other men.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized that there isn't a magic thing that's going to happen and suddenly, mm-hmm, everything's going to fall in place. You're going to have to work hard as a man.
Absolutely.
You're going to have to deliver as a man. You're going to have to be very committed, and you can't have hazy eyes. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. And hence, no one's coming to save you. So you've got to do things that are going to help you find a clear vision of what it is that you want to do with your life.
Speaking of what you want to do with your life, Leroy, you are a man of many hats. We are talking about a foodie here. We're talking about a person who started this initiative. We are talking about you are an actor.
Yes,
on top of all of that, what exactly do you want to do with your life, Leroy? Do you just want to do everything, or is there going to be a point where you're going to pick one thing and run with it?
There's never going to be a point in my life where I'm going to pick one thing and run with it.
So you just want to do it all?
So the reason why I wear many hats is because I realize something. You know, God is so amazing because every one of us in this room don't only have one particular thing that God has said, this is what you're good at and this is what you can do. You know, there's so many things that you're able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And one person that's inspired me when I look at like other actors, take someone like Tom Cruise, for example.
Uh-huh.
Tom Cruise can direct. He can do his own stunts. Away from that, he can do so many other things. You know, and I thought to myself, I don't only want to be an actor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a creative director. I can speak in front of people. I'm a motivational speaker. And the one thing that I really think, if I take one sort of like title to put it in, is I'm in the people business.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I do. If anybody asks me, like, what do you do? Like, I'm in the people business.
That's your brand.
That's my
brand.
That
is your brand.
I'm in the people business.
So I think another hat that we're going to put is the radio one.
Yes.
Because this is Celebrity Radio Takeover. So we're going to give Leroy the opportunity to have his own segment today. He's going to lead us in this. I want to see how well he's going to do, but please don't take our jobs, okay?
I'm gonna try very hard not to take your job.
Oh, nice. My job is safe.
Right, let's go pay the bills. And when we come back, Leroy is taking over.
UJFM Brunch.
Segment Ray coming through with two hands. It's 25 minutes past the hour, 11, right here on UJFM. Welcome to
Celebrity Radio Takeover. The radio takeover that brings your favorite South African personalities into the Brunch studios as co-hosts. Forget interviews. This is full-on radio, music, games, and unfiltered moments. This is Celebrity Radio Takeover. Exclusively on UJFM Brunch.
Take it over, Leroy.
Awesome stuff. Well, welcome, guys, to the Celebrity Takeover. My name is Leroy Gopal, right here on UJFM 95.4. Am I correct?
Yes.
That's it, 95.4, baby. So, as you know, we spoke early on, and I was talking about wearing many hats, KT. And I think everybody wears many hats. And hence I was saying, you know, I don't think anybody ever does only one thing in their life, you know? So today we want to ask you, what many hats do you wear? You know, what hats do you wear? And I'll give you an example. There's a guy I worked with. His name was Kajan Bierman.
Bierman.
Yeah, Kajan Bierman.
Okay.
Very good looking guy. Kajan, by profession, is a herpetologist. He's a snake handler. And I worked
with
him.
I heard something else. Herpetologist.
Stay with me, Katie. Stay with me.
I'm here.
And we worked together at a marketing company.
Yeah.
Right? And on the weekends, I found out, like 3 months into working with this guy, that he was the lead guitarist in a rock band. This is a true story.
Crazy side quest.
Yeah. You understand?
That's
and
so
at
real.
Work, Kajan is like very timid, chilled and quiet, you know, very chilled vibes. But on the weekend, this guy's a rock star. You understand?
Okay.
So I thought that absolutely fascinating. I also was in hospital the one time, and this nurse was like, oh, you must come to my poetry session. I was like, excuse me.
Rale.
She was like, yeah, I'm a poet, but, you know, and I'm not here at the hospital. I'm out performing poetry. I was like, okay.
Cool.
Let's do that,
That's
you know?
That's another crazy side
you
quiz.
Get what
that's
I'm
a crazy side
Imagine,
quiz.
Imagine, just before I walk Shag injection, I think you need to come. Boss is tapping the injection.
Where?
I think you need to come to my poetry session, like,
before the anesthesia comes in, kicks in. Wait, please remember this.
By the way, shall I compare this?
Yeah.
You are.
She didn't make me count to 10. She was like, let me read you a poem.
I cannot with you right now.
So we want to find out today from our listeners, you know, if you wear many hats, or if you know somebody as well who's around you who wears many hats, please hit us up on our WhatsApp line, 063-641-8068. That is 0163-641-8068.
Okay, before you take over our job, Eba Sisana, please tell us where they can find us on socials. Save us.
I'm definitely going to save you. So you can hit us up on our socials. That's at UJFM on TikTok, Instagram, and X. And remember, you can find us also on LinkedIn.
Yes, exactly. Yes. I don't know what to say because he took everything. So now
just throw me.
All of it in there.
I guess this is Katie.
Love, Katie.
It's exactly 11. Oh, we're getting into 11:30, where Basizana will give us our news headlines for the day. Keep it locked in right here on UJFM Brunch. Hey, Nomfundo Mo with Uzo Pumelela, and he's going to Pumelela and take our jobs. Yes, it's 35 minutes past the hour, 11. You're not supposed to agree. You're supposed to be like, no, man, like, I got my own things.
No.
This is still UJFM Brunch with your host, Katie G, Basi Piri on the news desk, and our fellow co-host, Leroy.
Yes. Take it over. Thank you so much, Katie. So we were asking early on, you know, what hats do you wear? What many hats do you wear? Mm-hmm. And we got some really amazing responses. I love these. All these stories are just phenomenal. Our first response from Zanele. Zanele says, hey guys, at work, I'm this quiet, super serious accountant. But on weekends, I'm actually part of a competitive ballroom dancing team. My colleagues will fall over if they saw me on this dance floor.
I mean, that is such a cool side quest, Zanele. Though. Like, think about
it. It is, isn't it?
Zanele is probably the one on Mondays. Where is the report? And so serious, so serious. Can't you weekend? You were buzzing it down in the ballroom.
Listen, trying to score some points.
At least it's ballroom dancing and not some other kind of dancing. But, you know, that's
story, another story.
That's a Ken for another day. We also got a response from Paul. Paul says, nobody at church would ever guess this, but I'm a whiz at fixing motorbikes. My uncle taught me when I was 14, and now half the neighborhood brings their bikes to me.
Hi, Bo. Ha! Chopper job creation.
Saga, right? On Sunday, it's City Hallelujah.
City Hallelujah.
And then Monday to Friday, it's vroom vroom.
Konganji.
No, that's
Konganji.
Nice one, Paul. And then Candace says, I am the responsible mom. Responsible in inverted commas, yeah. By the way, guys. I'm the responsible mom everyone comes to for advice. But secretly, you're not ready for this, guys. But secretly, I compete in amateur wrestling on weekends.
Aibo.
Is that legal?
Kanjani.
Is that legal?
The fact that you even decided to give us that comment.
So now the thing is this, that I'm thinking is, imagine now you start some beef with Candace at work, thinking you take Candace out. Meanwhile,
Candace knows how to bust it down.
Exactly.
Candace is going to put you
down. She's just going to be chilling there quiet on some, I don't think you want some of this.
You don't want none of the smoke.
And I don't think you want any of this.
Like, are you sure about this?
Are you sure? Tamisa says, I'm this shy, quiet guy in meetings at work, but actually I'm a stand-up comedian. Oh, come on, Tamisa.
Oh, Trevor Noah.
I'm at open mic nights around Joburg. Total different person once I'm on that stage. That is super amazing. This is actually something that I'm also trying out now.
Stand-up comedy.
Yeah, stand-up comedy. I think I did my second show about 2 weeks ago.
No way.
True story. So I own a cocktail lounge in Melville and in Greenside called The Artisan. And we have something called Second Sunday Comedy. So I was like, we've been doing it for about a year, the comedy. Yeah. And then I was like, this looks like a lot of fun. I should try this out.
And then you did.
And I did, and I loved it. So I've done two shows now. So I'm on my way to my third one.
Oh, wow. Okay, no, that's something that we actually need to go and check out.
And Melvin is just here on the right here.
And now the crazy thing is with Leroy, he will laugh at his jokes before we even get a chance. That should make it more hilarious. And now we are all just laughing at the fact that he's laughing. It's funny. And it's going to be an entire vibe. No, I get it.
It's because someone told me I've got an infectious laugh. So I thought to myself, if I laugh, you all shall laugh.
Yes. No, it's true. We haven't stopped laughing
ever since you got it.
And
I've
been laughing now.
Okay, let's wrap it up with Naledi. Naledi says, people know me as this proper corporate girl, but secretly I do underground. underground DJ sets under a discreet name. And if my boss is ever to find my SoundCloud, I am done for.
It's giving OnlyFans.
DJ what?
DJ Star on the day.
I want to look for you. Please send us your SoundCloud handle so we can listen to some of your mixes.
Yeah,
maybe
you know,
can have you as a guest here. I'm just pushing other things.
On the basement.
And also maybe like just invite your boss as well. You know, maybe your boss will understand we are trying to help you out.
I mean, come on. None of many hats. Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, that's what we want to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just take a young breather because I am so tired from laughing.
My stomach hurts.
Yeah, we need to rejuvenate. Cindy, so coming through with a Vulele, right in UJFM Brunch. Keep it locked in.
UJFM Brunch.
Tata Konke by Onhle Dia and Ndugzin. It's 45 minutes past the hour, 11. Once again, this is
Celebrity Radio Takeover. The radio takeover that brings your favorite South African personalities into the Brunch studios as co-hosts. Weekend interviews. This is full on radio, music, games, and unfiltered moments. This is Celebrity Radio Takeover. Exclusively on UJFM Brunch.
So you remember, we are with Leroy in the studio and he has taken over the show. I have left it in good hands, guys. Yes. Take it away.
Yes, it's absolutely in good hands. No doubt about that. I hope you guys are enjoying your Friday. It's a Friday, baby.
Friday.
Yes, it's a Friday. Do people still say that? You know?
Yes, this is Friday, Friday, is payday.
Yay. You know, I was a bit hesitant when I was coming here because I was like, hey, you know, people always say you're an OG. I was like, man, I hope I'm going to use the right term here. You know? But anyway, welcome back.
You're still young.
Thank you. Okay. Welcome to it if you just joined us. So we want to play a game. We want to play a game called Hat Swap.
Yep.
So let me take you through the mechanics of the game quickly. So Hat Swap, since we've been talking about the many hats that we all wear, mm-hmm. Hat Swap is pretty much a game where we talk about, I give you a scenario and you got to respond as that character.
Ooh.
So for example, if I say you're a lonely aunt at home and I call you and ask you, how is your day going? And you've got to respond, how is your day going as a lonely, bored aunt at home?
Okay. I got it. I'm here now.
We want to see, you know, because also as I'm a creative director as well, so I might be looking for some new talent.
Okay. Yes. No, I've got this.
So let's see. I might have new jobs for you guys.
I knew it. Yes. He has confessed.
I'm here to take you somewhere.
Okay. He just got into character. Like, damn.
All right, cool. So let's go. So Katie, you're going to start. I'm going to start with you, Katie. All right, so here we go.
Okay.
So what you are is you're a grumpy Uber driver. Please respond to this question as a grumpy Uber driver. What's your dream holiday destination?
Bed.
That is so
that is excellent.
Logging your driver, I'm not going to go. And in Patali enough, I'm a one star, every day.
were you an Uber driver last week or something? You're probably Ubering someone last week.
I'm already in all, bro.
We'd get you like a UJ Uber.
Yeah.
It's just an Uber dedicated just for UJ students.
Do you know what I mean?
Driven by Katie. Excellent. I dig it.
The grumpy Uber driver.
The grumpy Uber driver. I dig that, hey? Bassi, you want to go?
All right, let's go. So, Leroy, you're an overly dramatic soapy actor.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right, so answer the following question. Hi, how was your day at work?
Bassi, when you look at me and I look at you, what kind of a day do you think I've had? I work 12 to 15 hours a day, Bassi. Sometimes they pay on time. Sometimes they don't pay at all, Bassi. Hi, man.
Don't shout at me. I just thought it was your day at work.
But the day was the day and it was done. And we do what we do and we do what we have to do when we're at work. Because it's a good day. Damn. Anyway, paid or not.
I had to give it to you. I had to know. That
I mean,
like,
he just proved he's on television.
Yes, yes,
so definitely. You know what? Kudos.
Thank you.
That was such an unfair one. We should have given him like
a
more difficult one.
Yeah, this one was already an actor.
Absolutely,
that's what I do.
Right, so Vasi.
Oh, look, this came back to you. I've got a nice question for you. Sorry, Katie. Do you want to ask Basi one?
I want to ask Basi one, but now my ADHD is like, what's happening?
Wait,
no, it's
let's
okay.
Go.
Okay. Yeah, right, Basi, I want you to answer as a strict auntie at a family braai. Right? What's your fitness routine?
Are you saying I'm fat? Did you just say I'm fat? Excuse me. It takes years to lose this weight. I can't just lose it. I feel so offended, and I feel like I'm not loved in this family. And I think I'm just going to go. I need to set the boundaries here. Bye.
Before you go, Auntie B, can I get you some cake?
It's giving rich aunt and Karen at the same time.
Karen is just trying to lose weight, okay?
Yeah, we get it. No,
rich
I love
Auntie
it.
Karen.
It's gonna come back. It's gonna come back to you. I promise
is,
you. Come
it?
Monday, I'm going to call you rich Auntie Karen.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Thank you.
Katie, I think this is gonna settle. It's gonna sit very nicely for you.
Oh no.
Okay. So you are an over-the-top motivational speaker.
No, it cannot. It
yes.
cannot sit well. Okay.
Right. What did you have for breakfast?
Okay. An over-the-top motivational speaker. Okay. Breakfast is the most important part of the day. When you wake up and you look at yourself in the mirror... And you don't love what you see. You need to have breakfast. It will set the tone for your day going forward.
Yes, sir.
You okay. better feed your neighbors.
Yes, sir.
Don't ever make me do this again.
Katie, I don't know what kind of motivational speaking you've
you
been
are,
doing.
But yeah.
But yeah.
I'm motivating the people to eat breakfast.
Yeah,
but
no, I'll be motivated for like the first minute. Yeah, and then afterwards, I'm like, wait a second.
Wait
what
a minute.
Actually
what?
Are you saying? What's that
like? I felt you, but I did not hear
yeah,
you.
Oh, wow.
I felt you.
Where are we going with this?
But that's motivational speakers. We'll motivate you, but you're not really sure what they're motivating. But at the end of the day, you feel motivated. But when you go home, you have forgotten.
I ate up for breakfast today.
Hold up, nigga. That is too heavy.
How do you eat puff for breakfast and look like this?
I enjoyed the food I made last night. I was like, I'm repeating this tomorrow morning.
Girl.
Basi looks like one of those people who can eat like 5 times a day and her body weight is not going to change.
Yes, definitely. That is not a lie.
Yeah.
I have seen it happen.
You have seen it happen.
Basi is more than me.
Yeah.
Hey, that is Basi. So you gotta give us your
my
routine.
Mother.
That's why this fits you so well. Strict auntie at a
family gathering.
Mother jeans.
Anyway, we gotta go on and listen to some music, man. Casper Nyovest is coming through with Dark Shebeleza, and we're gonna come back and wrap it all up right here on UJFM Brunch. Keep it locked in. Casper Nyovest with Dark Shebeleza. It's 57 minutes past the hour, 11 on our Friday. And you know what that means, guys? We gotta say our goodbyes.
Wow, wow, wow.
But it's been such an amazing show.
It has.
And we had Leroy, guys.
Yes.
And he has made it so much fun for us.
Thank
and we're gonna
you.
Run a poll soon, you know, asking you listeners, who should we have back on Celebrity
Radio Takeover.
You guys know. Do the right thing,
no,
please.
We are waiting
do
for
the
you
right
to actually
thing.
Give us your speech. Tell us
yes.
why we should bring you back.
You should bring me back because if you bring me back,
uh-huh.
if you come to the Artisan in Melville, if you say we want Leroy to come back,
yeah.
you bring me back. If you come to the Artisan in Melville, I'll give you a discount on all your jugs.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. If you like your jugs, I'll give you a discount on
how
your jugs.
Big is
in
the
fact.
Jug?
How big are they?
How big is the jug?
It's 1.5 liters. Yes,
no, okay. It's a big no.
So,
I love the incentive. Yeah.
So please come to the artisan in Melville. We'll give you a discount. We'll give you a discount on your jug. If you come tonight and tomorrow, just say, I want the Leroy discount. They're going to give you a discount on your jug.
Said it as a true South African. Done. Bribing us on air. Yes. Like, wow. Yes. Anyway, we got to say our goodbyes. Yeah. Take us out of here, Leroy.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back again on Monday between 9 and 12. And you know what we say just before we get out of here? It's been
A jolly good show.
UJFM Brunch.